What is up, everybody, and welcome to this fun, exciting cheat day review, as today we try the Reese's Fluffernutter Blizzard. Yeah, this is a new item that I think came out in August or September, I'm not sure. We are in the early days of October here, 2023, and it is still pretty hot outside, and as I have the AC off, this car is off, the windows are up, I'm kind of dressed down a little bit. So I'll put the description up here somewhere, but this is essentially a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Blizzard, but there is also a peanut butter topping, and in the center, there is this creamy marshmallow core, and it's supposed to represent a Fluffernutter. Now, I never had a Fluffernutter growing up. It was PB&Js or bologna sandwiches, something like that, but a Fluffernutter is basically marshmallow fluff between two pieces of bread. That's a Fluffernutter, but this is a Fluffernutter Blizzard. This is a brand new thing. I don't know if it's taking off or if it's popular or not, but it's not a limited time thing. So I guess as long as people are ordering them and people are liking them, it's gonna stick around, but we'll never know. All right, this is dripping all over the place. I'm just gonna try it now. Oh, here's some of the marshmallow right there coming to the top, right in the center there. So the ice cream blizzard itself with the chunks of Reese's peanut butter cups, really good, solid. Love the chocolate, love the peanut butter mixed together with this vanilla soft serve. Wow. Look at that. As you can see that right there, it's just like really thick. Here are some of the chunks of the peanut butter cup there. Really big chocolate chunks as well. So it's not grinded into a powder and thrown in some ice cream. No, it's really good. Now this is a medium-sized blizzard. This cost me about $5.69. Nice. They're really putting a premium on their blizzards these days. Very expensive, but this is a really, really sweet, sweet blizzard. And looking beyond the chocolate chunks, the Reese's peanut butter itself, there are like big bits of just straight Reese's peanut butter like put in here too. So it's fabulous all around. There's some more of the marshmallow here. So I'm about halfway through this blizzard. What an experience. The marshmallow core of this blizzard is there, but not there. As you see in the photo, I'll put right there, they make it look like the entire center from top to bottom of the cup is all marshmallow Fluffernutter filling. Just imagine this cup here. It's all filled with Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Blizzard. And maybe from here on up, within the center, about the same diameter as this right here, is Fluffernutter marshmallow filling. So whenever you eat it, the first bites, you are going to get hit hard with that Fluffernutter core. But as you get about halfway down, it's going to disappear very quickly. And you're gonna be left with just Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Blizzard, which is great. The chunks of chocolate and peanut butter are in there at a perfect ratio, 50-50, and that's great, but we are buying this for the Fluffernutter experience. And I wanna say, you get about half of the experience and then you're left with the rest. It's kinda like buying a burger, and you buy it for the burger, but you have to make two bites through bread and bun to finally reach the meat. That's about the equivalent of what a Fluffernutter blizzard is. The price of this Fluffernutter Blizzard is comparable to an average Blizzard, so it's not like you paid extra and you lost out or anything like that. It's just a different version of, hey, if you want some marshmallow cream in it, there you go. So if you see the ad, looks are deceiving, but it is in there, and that marshmallow cream hits hard with the sweetness, and it's smooth, and it's a great experience. I just wish there was a bit more with it, but that's how it is at any place now these days. So now, what would I give the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Fluffernutter Blizzard here at Dairy Queen? I would give it a 7.5 out of 10 because I just wish there was a bit more in there, but it tastes amazing. If you love sweet stuff and you love Reese's, the marshmallow and the Reese's make a great combination. It's a great union, and it's good. But all around, 7.5 out of 10. Thank you guys for watching this cheat day review. That is it from me. And I'm DJ Glowing Ice, always wanting to remind you that it's okay to cheat every once in a while. See you next time.